Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show, also editor of the Pre-Market Prep website, which we will link below this interview. Now, Joel, I'm sure we'll be talking about how war fears continue to play into some of these market moves and this market volatility, but first I want to recap Q4 earnings season. And we're starting here because we can use Home Depot that just reported Q4 fiscal 2021 results. And quite frankly, they were disappointing. The stock is down almost 7%. And the Home Depot said that, look, their profit margins declined. They blamed a jump in transportation and labor costs. But overall, it just shows that, again, weak earnings are getting hit. And quite frankly, we've seen quite a few weak earnings come out in this last earnings season. Joel, start high level with this earnings season, your takeaway from the overall health of the companies that have reported.
Well, it was a Q4 beat and a dividend raise, right? So I think in a different macro environment, this stock, you know, would have acted a lot differently. Of course, margin squeezing is not a good thing, but it's just this environment. And I think with something like Home Depot, I mean, this thing had been down more than the market to begin with. So, you know, it's just this, you know, the earnings report is just something that, you know, just kind of push investors over the edge. Also, rising interest rates is not great for the housing market, which in turn is not good for, you know, people going to Home Depot and buying stuff to fix up the house. I think, you know, that's a good example. But like a better example, you know, because you did mention the negative. Look at Google. I mean, Google blows it away. Announces, you know, a 20-for-1 stock split, right? If that is, and now it is trading below, a couple hundred dollars below where it was before earnings. If that is not the quintessential change in a macro environment from when Tesla and Apple split their stocks, I don't know what's a better example. So right now, it's the, you know, the way stocks have been treated off Q4 earnings, good or bad. We know what they've done with the bad reports. And it's this environment. It's this macroeconomic and, you know, geopolitical environment, which is in heightened tensions, you know, probably in your entire lifetime. And, you know, for me, you know, going back, I don't know, Vietnam War. I mean, we're not engaged in any armed conflicts yet. But that is just a very hard situation to overcome.
Well, Joel, the thing about the markets is it always does overcome. And there's been all kinds of things over the, even over the last, let's just say, couple decades that have roiled markets from time to time. And they usually bounce back. You were talking about, before we started recording, keeping a level head and just looking at some of the technical levels on the markets. Anything that catches your eye is an area that may be a good spot to go bottom fishing. Do you think there's any of these potential sectors that could take a bounce soon, despite the weakness we've seen?
I'll tell you, the S&P 500 index is well above its yearly low, about 100 points above. As far on a closing basis, though, we are flirting with testing the low close for the year. So right now, you know, unless you're not afraid of heights, and you want to scale the energy market, which, you know, I've never, you know, done good buying on strength. Buy the winners, you know, buy the energy stocks, buy gold. You know, your gold, your traffic must be up. Your subscribers must be so happy. Gold's at 1904.80. It's up 490. Gold is finally doing what it's supposed to do. So go where the strength is, as far as like trying to pick a bottom in these growth stocks or trying to pick a bottom in these stocks that have just, you know, gotten massacred off earnings. It's difficult if you're of the persuasion that interest rates are good for, you know, interest rates going up are good to financial sector. You know, JP Morgan's in the green today. Bank America is slightly, you know, in the red. So there's factors saying that it's good for the banks. The only thing is that sometimes they're just selling everything, right? It's just a sell everything market. So I'd say go to the strength. You know, and the energy and gold, which, you know, people are like, oh, you're saying to buy gold and energy up here? Well, why the heck not? I've been saying not to buy it the whole way up, and it keeps going up. Or maybe looking at the at your low PE stocks and the banking sector.
So, Joel, you even mentioned, though, that we are in kind of this market where it's a sell everything kind of market, which is very different than what we had seen, this whole buy the dip mentality. Any dip was immediately bought back. We've seen a pretty distinct change here in terms of investors' minds. And to your point, look, energy has been going up. Gold has been going up. Unfortunately, the underlying gold stocks haven't been drastically outperforming that move higher in gold. Are we just in a different environment here where I know a lot of people are scared, but without the buy the dip mentality, maybe selling a lot of your positions is the right play until everything broadly rebounds?
You know, once again, I'll go back to your, you know, where you at in your investment horizon, right? If you're an elderly investor, you've been saving your whole life, investing in the market, you're nearing retirement, you want to leave some money to your kids, or you want to buy another, you know, a home or a boat or something. I mean, you know, instead of sitting there saying, oh man, I lost 500 points on the S&P because it picked at 4,800 and it's at 4,300. There's nothing bothers me more than people say, well, I can't get out here. It's, you know, 500 points off the high. I'm going to lose 500 points. They don't look at where their cost basis is and where they're at. So you can't look at where the market was. Okay. You got to look at where it is and where it is for you, in your, you know, in your relative portfolio. So no, I'm not saying, you know, go out and just, you know, just sell everything, but you know, look what the market's done, you know, since the pandemic low. That is just, you know, to have expectations that the market's just going to immediately bottom here and go right back up when you don't have free money anymore coming out of the Fed. And then you have, you know, you talk about, you know, the different generations of investors, you know, getting burnt, and why a lot of, you know, people younger than me, and well, a lot of people are younger than me, but you know, their parents got smoked in, you know, some of them got smoked in 87, then they got smoked in the tech, you know, the tech bubble, and then they got, you know, smoked in the housing crisis, and then you had a whole new, you know, wave of investors. Oh, free money, Bitcoin, meme stocks. You know what? They're all getting smoked now. So, you know, that just, you know, the broad investor sentiment, it's turned. People are stuck, and there's not going to be stimulus checks coming from the government. So, like I said, it's just where you're at in your investment horizon. And, you know, cash is, you know, yeah, you're going to lose out on inflation, but would you rather lose 5, 6, 7% to inflation or watch your stock go down 20% in a day?
It's a good point, Joel. There's nothing wrong with going to a cash position in terms of being in an uncertain time. But I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, to the point you were just making, that many generations have had the tree shaken. And just recently, all those investors that piled into becoming traders the last 2 years have gotten the tree shaken once again. And they've gotten shaken out of the cryptos, the meme stocks, the growth, in the tech stocks, even some household names. Today, I was reading an article that talked about consumer sentiment being at a 5-year low, and that a lot of people are going to hesitate on buying homes, buying cars, going on vacation. So that may put a crimp in the reopening trade. I was wondering, what are your thoughts on people going to the defensive stocks with yield, people going after dividend paying stocks? Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a good strategy in this environment?
I mean, unless, you know, of course, and I've been watching that. I mean, even with the TLT, the 20-year IT Treasury bond ETF getting killed, I just noticed a relative strength in like your utility stocks, your DTE. I mean, there's so many of them, but yeah, I mean, you know, unless they shut down the grid, I guess we're still going to be using electricity and utilities. So yeah, I mean, at least you're getting some kind of yield. You just got to, you know, watch out if, you know, it starts to erode into your principal. There's definitely some strategies around that, but yeah, nothing wrong with that. I mean, at least if you have those kind of issues and you are getting some kind of dividend, you know, as long as your stock's not getting absolutely killed, you are at least only being behind inflation by a little bit.
So, Joel, it's tough right now, I think, to fully attribute the sell-off that we're seeing in markets to just one thing, although we have two main issues here. The geopolitics between Russia and Ukraine, the potential war and the saber-rattling that's going on there, and, quite frankly, the Fed starting their rate hike cycle. We've seen markets test the Fed before rate hiking cycle. So how are you weighing this? How much weakness is due to the Fed now tightening policy, and how much is truly due to the war fears?
Both. 100% of both. I mean, it's just, the rate thing has been going on. Powell changed his tone in December. And it's, that changed investor perspective. And now you're dealing with, a geopolitical crisis, on top of the problems mounting with China. So it's just there. I mean, it's all and crude. Yeah, that's spiking. But, that's good if you own energy stocks. But is it good if you own airline stocks? Is it good if you own restaurant stocks? Is it good if you own, hotels? I mean, hotels are something that are just baffling me, that these stocks have come back and made all-time highs. If we don't have a war with Russia, I think we can get through the interest rate thing, right? But, just too many different factors are piling up. And that's why I'm not looking, I don't have like, oh, this is a dip to buy, as opposed to I'm looking to rips to sell and, be more happy. I mean, I have a large cash position and it's not large enough.
That's a very different mentality though, Joe. Joel, I take a lot away from this that it's not just you, it's a wide range of investors that instead of buying the dip are selling the rip. And that is drastically different. Quick comment then regarding gold. You brought it up earlier, noted that gold is above 1900. As I said, the stocks, some of the majors have bounced. A lot of the juniors are still, I think, drastically lagging. Is there a clear path to, let's say, $2,000 gold in your eyes?
I mean, it's never a clear path with gold, right? I mean, it's up and down and all around. What I'm looking at, well, first of all, you never do great buying the laggards, but holy mackerel, has anybody told silver that gold's rally, that there's a flight to quality here? What I'm looking at here in gold is you had a pair of monthly highs. This is the rolling front month contract at the 1925 area. This was back from May and June of last year. You got to 1918 today. So I'm looking at that, maybe hit that, have a little bit of a breather, back off there a little bit. But before we start talking about 2K, we got to deal with 19.25 first.
Absolutely. A lot of resistance levels on the way up, but it has been encouraging, at least for the gold bugs, to see gold up there. But hey, you're right. Again, silver has continued to lag as well as those stocks. Joel, great chatting with you again, buddy. We'll chat again next week. And who knows, we'll probably still be talking geopolitic issues. But that whole mentality that traders have now of selling the rip and not buying the dip, that I think is the best takeaway we have here. Joel, thanks again for your time, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.